let go of my second job, and I knew that I'm like, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know how this is going to work out, God. And I was used to a certain amount of money, and I'm like, this, my God. Well, right after I got let go of the job, somebody called me, and I ain't never heard from them since. They called me and said, I want you to be like a consultant to us. And since you have, you know, run a school and everything, we need somebody to kind of come and do some consulting at our school and give us some ideas about this, that, and the other. And I said, okay. And I said, I don't even know how to charge y'all. I don't even know what to do. So I just went out on the internet and I started looking at, okay, what does a consultant charge? What's their fees? And I saw anywhere from, I think, maybe $150 to $200 an hour or something like that. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll give y'all a deal. I'll do it for $125 an hour. You just, okay, that's great. You're not charging us $200. Well, by the time, you know, we finished that whole thing, it was a $12,000 consulting thing that I ain't never consulted for nobody. But God gave me $12,000 like that. And the part that I was happy about, the reason that I needed it, I'm going to tell you why I needed it. It wasn't just to pay bills. I made a pledge to God that I was going to pay for a building fund. Not just for me, but for me and my wife. And it was for $3,000 each. I say, I just got $12,000. Guess what happened? First check went out, building fund, $6,000. God, remember, you got to now see, when God bless you, you got to remember why you got the blessing. Oh, I know he's real. Let me get back to my scripture. Oh, God. Verse 11 again. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace. She that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers were yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow and salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, a high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the holy place. And here's verse 18 that connects right back to Ephesians 4:8. Thou hast ascended on high, but this is a theological connection. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts from men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. I want to say that again. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. Amen. Again, theological perspective, you just maybe in your Bible you might have the same type of connection where they take Ephesians 4:8, they connect it here to Psalm 68. But a prophetic connection on Ephesians 4:8, amen, and 9 goes back to Psalm 24. We read this a couple weeks ago, but I'll read it again, amen, because this is the prophetic connection on Ephesians 4:8 and 9. Here it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. I don't know why, when I was a younger Christian, this just happened to be one of my favorite scriptures. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. There was, my imagination just took me so many places, especially when my bills were, you know, behind. The earth is the Lord's, right? And the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell in. God, you own the company that I owe money to. You own my mortgage company, God. You're the one, you own the people that I pay my car payment to, Father. You own it all. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. When you get a confidence that God owns it all, then you know it's going to work out. Verse 2 says, "For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Praise God. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Brother Branham ties that leading captivity captive right back here to Psalm 24. Theologians don't do that, but a prophet does. Now let's look and see what a prophet says, and we'll see how he brought these two thoughts together. Let's go to this quote on this slide, and the quote is, "The Mighty Conqueror," is where I'm going to be reading from. The Mighty Conqueror. He was more than a man. He was God's mighty conqueror. Oh, how we should love him, how we should praise him, how we should love one another as he loved us and gave himself for us, that we might be more than conquerors through him who conquered sickness, death, hell. We see him here on earth as a conqueror. We see him stand there by the side of the grave and conquer death in that man. His soul was 4 days' journey, talking about Lazarus. I don't know where he was, neither do you, but wherever he was, he conquered it. Glory to God. Brought it back. Corruption knew its master. Amen. Corruption knew its master. Amen. And the soul of this man had been dead, come back and lived again in a mortal body. And sat at a table and eat. Never was a man could do that before. He was God's mighty conqueror. The sickness, he never preached a funeral. Death couldn't stay in his presence. How could death and life dwell together? They can't do it. That's the reason today, brother, when the church is born again in the Spirit of God, death and life can't hold together. Something takes place. Death and life can't hold together. Something takes place. Look at this. He says, Christ comes in and conquers our passions. So that's when we're truly born of the Spirit of God. Christ comes in and conquers our passions. He conquers our desires. He conquers all that's ungodly about us. And because he lives, we live also. And he conquers everything that's ungodly. And I think we ought to just yield to the Lord Jesus and allow him to conquer everything in us that is ungodly. Anything that doesn't please him, we want him to conquer it. He has already did it. It's laying at our hands just to receive. We see him in his earthly ministry as a conqueror. Certainly we do. But now let's watch him after he died. He still went on conquering. Glory. He never ended at the grave. The Bible said his soul descended into hell. And he preached to the spirits that were in prison that repented not in the long suffering of the days of Noah. Says, I can see him as the heavens and earth turning black. The rocks belching out of the mountains. The whole heavens, the moon, the stars refused to shine. He conquered it. And when he went down, descended down and knocked at the door where those lost souls was. And this is what we've been telling you about paradise. Paradise was just a special place inside of hell that believers went to because they could not go into the presence of God since the blood had not been shed to allow them to go into the presence of God. So paradise was a very unique place. And, you know, recently, like I was telling you, I had a conversation with a lawyer, and he asked me a question. I said, is there anything I could answer for you? He's like, yeah, you know, this, is paradise. I'm not really sure about that, you know, because Jesus told the thief, this day you'll be with me in paradise. And I'm just trying to figure that out. I said, oh, yeah, that was just a special place in hell because they couldn't go into the presence of God. He's like, all these years, ain't nobody ever said that to me. That just make a lot of sense. Well, we just receive a prophet, and the Bible becomes a new book to you. Praise God. All right, but he says this, knocked at the door where the souls, those lost souls was, and when the doors came open, those people who laughed and made fun of Enoch, who made fun of Noah, I can hear him say, I am that one that Enoch said would come with 10,000 of his saints. Why didn't you believe Enoch? Why didn't you believe Noah? Everything had to know that he had conquered. When he shut the door on them, the days of mercy was past. On down into the lowest pits of hell he went, and he knocked at the sooty doors of the devil's hell. And the devil come to the door as we could look to see, and there he said, well, here you are. After all, I sure thought I had you when I killed the prophets. I was sure I had you when I had John's head cut off in prison. But now, after all, you've got here. It says, I can hear him as he says, straighten himself up, says, Satan, I'm the virgin born, son of the living God. My blood is still wet on the cross. I've paid the price. I've conquered and I've come down, glory to God, to take over, strip you of everything that you claim you had, reached over to his side and jerked those keys of death and hell off of him, kick him back into the place where he belonged. Glory. He conquered hell. Glory. Amen. He conquered hell. When he rose, he had the keys of death and hell hanging on his side. What's the church scared about then? Hallelujah. My God, the church ain't scared about nothing. My hallelujah. Amen. Recently, our family just suffered a loss of a loved one. And they was telling us that she had died on her birthday, turning 95 years old. And I thought to myself, what a birthday present to actually celebrate it in heaven, right? I mean, it's something to rejoice over. I'm sure that some of the family members probably like, why are you responding like that? And not only me, just other family members also respond. Why? We ain't got nothing to be afraid of. We know what we're looking forward to. And if we don't go by the way of death, then we're going to go on a rapture. And we can't wait for that day. We long for that day. You know, but I was blessed. I believe Sister Tina put something out, and I had forgot about it. I just remember the song my auntie, I was singing, thank you, Lord. Always singing thank you. Every event we went to, it was thank you, Lord. And they always call for her to sing that, thank you, Lord. But, you know, so I put in that, thank you, Lord. She made it. Thank you, Lord. Right. But Sister Tina put in, when you hear my home going, don't worry about me, because I remember every time she went to a funeral, they called her to sing, when you hear my home going, don't worry about me. She already sung a testimony. Right. I mean, this ain't nothing that we had to wonder about. I mean, she lived her life the way it was supposed to be lived and served the best way that she could. Praise God. So for her to get a graduation present on her birthday, I think, oh, my God, only God can orchestrate something like that. 95 years ago, you brought her to the earth and then you took her home 95 years later on the same day. Come on. That is God. That is God. She got 25 years past her 70. That ain't nothing but God. So when you hear my home going, don't worry about me. Hallelujah. I thank God for this. He says he's conquered Satan. When he rose, he had the keys of death and hell hanging on his side. What's the church scared about then? Amen. He conquered Satan. He conquered sickness. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He's on his road out. Remember, there's some more faithful that went on too. They were in a place called paradise. They could not go into the presence of God because they had worshiped under the shed blood of lambs and goats and so forth. It never divorced sin. It only covered sin. And that's it today. Friend, you can't cover your sins and get in. It's got to be got rid of. And there's only one thing will do it. That isn't your church. That isn't your baptism by the water. That's the blood of Jesus Christ that covers sin and divorces it. The only means of conquer that there is through the blood of the Lord Jesus. And he goes on here. Amen. Just bear with me. This is a long quote, but a good one. Amen. So let's just keep going here. He says, and let faith is about 4 o'clock on Sunday morning. Sarah and Abraham are walking around through the paradise. And all of at once, there comes a rap at the door. Job goes to the door and he opens the door to see who's knocking. Come in this morning at this time of day. And he looks, raises his hand, he said, oh, that's my Redeemer that I saw back there when the lightning was flashing. I know he liveth. And at the last days, he will stand on the earth. That's him. Abraham said, what did you say, Job? He looks over his shoulder and said, come here, Sarah. Look here. Look who's at the door this morning. While Sarah said, that's the one that had his back turned to me. And I laughed in the tent and he knowed it. That's it. That's him. Here comes Daniel running up and looks over Sarah's shoulder. He said, that's the rock that I saw hewed out of the mountain without hands. Just then Ezekiel come running up, said, that's the wheel. Glory to God. Amen. In the middle of the wheel that I saw turning way up in the middle of the air. There's the mighty conqueror. Oh my. And as we hear them then said, come on, children, you were faithful of a few things. Come on, we're going out this morning. You've been in here long enough. We're going higher. Oh, God, let that be the desire of the church. Let's go higher. Pull up out of the stakes. Amen. Pull up our stakes out of Egypt. He says, Abraham said, Father, can we just make a little whistle stop as we go through? I'd like to look the whole place over. Sure, I'm going to be talking with my disciples for 40 days. Look around a while. You know, the scripture says that many of the saints arose after his resurrection, went into the city and appeared to many. I'm showing you what a prophetic connection is to this scripture. Amen. The theologians can take us to Psalm 68, but a prophet can take us all the way to Psalm 24. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, sure, I'm going to be talking with my disciples for 40 days. Look around a while. You know, the scripture says that many of the saints arose after his resurrection, went into the city and appeared to many. Abraham and Sarah walking through the city. Wasn't that wonderful? Said, Sarah, look at the old place. Oh, my, I feel very religious right now. I really do. Look it over. There's the city of David. There's all those beautiful spots. There's the altars that I built. Blessed be the name of the Lord. After 40 days, he was standing, giving his last commission, going to all the world and preach the gospel, not build churches, not make organizations, but preach the gospel. We did otherwise. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils and so forth. As he goes on, he was speaking gravitation. My God, hallelujah, glory. Gravitation become conquered. There's become light. There becomes light on his feet as hundreds of brethren watch him, and he begins to move up, on up, ascending up. Him and the Old Testament saints going into glory. They went on beyond the stars, beyond the moons, beyond, amen, the stars of stars, and they come in sight of the great city. Oh, what that must have been! Jesus out in front as that great conqueror marching on, and all of a sudden the Old Testament saints come in sight of the big, beautiful city, and they scream with one great blast that shook the heavens, lift up ye everlasting gates and be ye lifted up in the King of glory, and let the King of glory come in. You know, they said when Hitler conquered France, that he stood by the arch of triumph while German soldiers by the endless miles marched through and the planes blacked the skies. They were all there to celebrate Hitler's great coming into France. How they brought Stalin into Germany. But oh, brother, when the church brought Jesus in that day, lift up ye everlasting gates and be ye lifted up and let the King of glory come in. And the angel said, who is this King of glory? And the Old Testament saints cried back, the Lord of hosts. mighty in battle, the great conqueror. He led captive and gave gifts unto men. The Bible said he did. Amen. And as you talk about a welcome home, as the angels over them great pearly gates, as they swung open, and Jesus right down through the streets of glory with the Old Testament saints behind him, singing all hail the power of Jesus' name. And he come up in front of the Father's throne and said, Father, here they are. They were faithful of a few things. Here he said, get up here, son. Sit on the right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. There he stands tonight. Lo, behold the mighty conqueror. Lo, and behold him in plain view, for he is the mighty conqueror since he rent the veil in two. Let me finish right here. Glory to God. There has never been nothing conquer like our Lord Jesus. What this world needs tonight is some reality. What this world's looking to see in you Christians is something that's genuine. They're so tired of seeing church plate. They're so tired of being fed up. I'm Presbyterian, I'm Methodist, I'm Catholic, I'm Pentecostal, I'm Nazarene. That isn't what the world's hungering for. They're hungering for the true bread of life. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth, but if the earth salt has lost its savor, or the salt has lost its savor, it's not good for nothing but to be made rolls out of. Salt is a savor if it contacts. Just be salty. The world will get thirsty. God, give us men and women who are real men and women who stand gallantly. Your weakest link in your chain is the strongest place. That tells the chain, no matter how strong other things are, that weak in one point, there's where you want to keep covered. If you're weak in one point, that's the area you want to keep covered, because your chain is as strong as its weakest link. My, what a prophetic connection to that scripture. You sit back and you look at, you know, the theologians, and you try to study the Bible. Nothing wrong with that. But you got to understand that this Bible is locked. It's locked to theologians. The word of God don't come to theologians. It comes to prophets. The scriptures say, sure, the Lord God will do nothing until he reveal his secrets to servants, to prophets. And I encourage you, read your Bible, but hear what the prophet is saying too. Always try to go back and, you know, just, I mean, here's what I find that happens to me as I'm reading my Bible, then I'm listening to a tape, and next thing you know, I'm like, oh, wow, now that scripture that I read, I ain't really understand it. Now it's making sense. And don't try to do it in such a way like, well, I'm going to see what Brother Branham said about this particular scripture right here and go try to find a tape on that. I'm going to tell you right now, the way the Lord led the prophet, he might not even hit it in that sermon. He'll go somewhere else in the sermon, you know, as the Lord lead him. And you're like, well, I didn't really get that. You can't approach the scripture from a intellectual standpoint. You can't do it that way. What you got to approach the scripture with, this is life. And I'm just going to read this so I can get life. I can get life. And Lord, just reveal to me. And the things that you don't get, then Lord, just show it to me in due time. Amen. Just show it to me in due time. You don't have to have it all right now anyway. The other thing that happens is that you read it and then you don't get it. And, you know, but you just kind of mull over it and pray over it. Next thing you know, you come to church. There it is. God done brought it out. Right. So just stay faithful. Amen. Stay faithful and make sure that you follow both follow the prophet through, you know, scripture and just read your Bible. Nothing wrong with that. That's how you get stronger. Read your Bible and pray every day. You got to read because you got to know what scripture to use when you're going through. One of the scriptures that I use and I told somebody I'd heard the scripture I was reading my Bible and the scripture came. The scripture says the Lord hath ordained for those that preach the gospel to live of the gospel. And I remember as I was transitioning from my job to full-time ministry, that was a scripture that's all I had. The Lord hath ordained. When I saw the word ordained, that meant it's a commandment. It's a commandment from God. It's just as strong as thou should not kill and thou should not steal. The Lord hath ordained that those that preach the gospel shall live of the gospel. And I remember sharing that with a friend of mine at work, and he was asking me, Jack, how you going to do this? And I say, look, I don't know this and I don't know that, but I'm going to tell you what, all I could give him was this scripture right here. And I read it to him. He's like, okay. And probably about a year later, I was off the job, and he just reached out to me to see how I was doing, and he brought that scripture back up. Remember, you said the Lord hath ordained. I said, that's exactly what I said, and I'm glad that you reminded me of that, because that's all I got to pray is what God said in His Word. And I look back now; it's been 5 years, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his seed begging bread. Amen. Church, we need to take a special offering. I'm behind on my bills. No, y'all ain't heard none of that. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. That's it. Nor his seed begging bread. Let's pray. Thank you for your word, Jesus. Thank you for your prophet that gives us insight in scripture. Theologians do the best they can, but prophet takes us to places that we would never even imagine. Takes us into the mind of God. Gives us the thoughts of God as it pertains to scripture. And Lord, as I going through that quote and thinking about those Old Testament saints that are being led almost like a parade going through the streets of heaven. My heart just begins to long, Lord, knowing that there'll come a day that we'll be led down those same streets to gold as overcomers of the New Testament. God, New Testament believers, hail to the testimonies of what we've seen you do in others, God, that have gone before us. Father, I long for that day. I wait for that day. I pray, oh Father, that this won't just be something, Lord, that just kind of goes in one ear and out the other. But Lord, let us really meditate on this and just how precious it is. Lord, when you led captivity captive, you called them out. You broke the chains for them. You have the same concern and love for us. You call us out one day. One day we'll hear that voice come up hither. And this world will have no more hold on us. God, we just pray that you just continue to bless us and help us to stay close to you. And God, as the prophet said, the world is looking for real Christians. And that's exactly what we want to be. We want to be real, God, in your sight. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. A few announcements here. Actually, just to make real mention of this, tonight we are going to take time just to set up the sanctuary tonight, because I think they're allowing us to do that, and we don't have to break it down until 2 Sundays from now. So, brothers, if y'all can just stick around and just help us just get the rest of it set up. We'll have it set up. Won't have to come out on Friday night and do that. But we'll get it set up, and it'll stay set up on Sunday. It'll stay set up for next Wednesday. And then the following Sunday, the first Sunday of the year, is when we will take it all down. So thank God for that. We really thank God for that. This Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., we'll have our time of prayer and our hour of prayer, because that's what the Lord Jesus asked the disciples, amen. He says, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? Just 1 hour. Could you not pray with me just 1 hour, Peter? And they were falling asleep and doing all kind of other things. And we don't want to be that way in this hour. We want to just try to give God his 1 hour. Amen. So 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. is when we'll be praying on Sunday morning, and then service will start at 10:30. On Sunday morning. Don't forget, our streaming is taking place at Twitter, Spirit and Truth T, Facebook, SAT Tabernacle, and by the grace of God, now we have it on our church website, Spirit and Truth Tabernacle.org. Don't forget, We won't have a New Year's Eve service this year here at the school. And I pray that this will be the last year we have to go through something like this. My prayer is that God will make a way for us, amen, in the upcoming year. So this year we won't be here, but if you're certainly welcome to go and fellowship at any other churches if you desire, feel free to do so. Don't forget about the upcoming event here. Brother Stacy Goodbread is sponsoring A Time to Reconnect, and this is for married, widowers, divorced or separated, and also engaged couples. There's a little form out there that they had on the table, and you have to just, there's a QR code that you would scan, and that's where you can register. It's $30 a person. They have a hotel there that they're using at Embassy Suites by Hilton. It's $139 a room. And this is in Altamont Springs, and the dates is Friday, March 4th, Saturday, March 5th. So those are the dates for the event, and I trust that we'll have a good showing. Amen. Going there to support Brother Stacy. Also for our giving, we have multiple ways. If you want to mail your offering in, that is, you'll see the address on the screen there. Those that have that are inside the house of the Lord, we have a box here, and then those that want to use either PayPal or Cash App, you can do that. Cash App is $SpiritandTruthT, and PayPal, just choose giving to a friend, a family member, and the email address that you'll use is giving@john423.org. So just keep that in mind. Praise the Lord. All right. Before we prepare to dismiss, is there anybody that just want to share a quick testimony or have a prayer request that you want to make mention of? We will give space to that right now. Anybody? All right. Okay. Praise the Lord. Let's just have a closing word of prayer, and we will go from there. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to be able to give to you. Well, we thank you for just a year of blessing this church and meeting every need that we've had. Not only have you met the needs of this church, but you have met the needs of your people. As we just heard the Spirit of the Lord just speak to us tonight, even through our giving, God, these levels of tithing, offering, and being able to do special offering, God, I pray that you would help us all to be in that area where we can just give special offerings and it not hurt us. I'm reminded of a statement that was made in churches. You have three classes of people: the struggling, the surviving, and the surplus. And God, we want to be in the stage of surplus where anytime you ask us to give, that we'd be able to just give, Lord, so liberally and freely that it wouldn't hurt. But I know sometimes we have to go through those times, amen, where our finances are challenged, because that's the time where you're trying to prove us, God. And once we're proven, God, then there's a release, and we never go back to those days again. I pray, God, that you'd help us all to pass the test and just to be faithful to you in our giving. Lord, we pray your blessings upon the saints as they prepare to leave this place, but not your presence. And God, many will have an opportunity to spend time with their families this weekend as they, Lord, just celebrate Christmas. We pray that you'd just be in the midst of all that would happen. And God, that we wouldn't forget you. The world has forgotten about you. They've lost you. But God, we don't want to lose you. We want to keep the attention. For unto us a child was born, a son was given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Government will be upon his shoulder. God, it's all about you. So I trust, Lord Jesus, that you just get the glory and the honor out of all that happens, and may you just bring us back at the appointed time on Sunday morning to hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Also, so I don't forget, I did want to thank everybody that gave towards the, we were able to be a blessing here to the school. So some gave gift cards, some gave money, some, you know, just did all kind of things. And we even used some of the leftover money from the turkey drive. We used some of that money to be able to buy gift cards. Sister Tina had like supplies for every teacher. So all the custodians got gift cards, the teachers got supplies, as well as some gift cards, and all the administrative staff. I think it was roughly 90-something people that was touched by what we did. And I just want to thank you all for that. I know that we depleted all of our supplies that we gave out. And what we want to do is, I know there's certain times of the year where the supplies gets really, really cheap. And we want to go out and try to get supplies again so we'll be ready for the next time. Amen. So we'll start, you know, just maybe, you know, if you want to put a little special offer in for that, just to have something. So when that time comes, we're ready. We'll go out and buy what we need, and then we'll just kind of keep going from there. But I do appreciate you all just being a part of that. And I pray that we're making a difference in somebody's life here. Just touching the community in some special way. So God bless you. Brothers will come at this time to dismiss you, and we'll see you on Sunday. God bless you, those that joined us online. God bless you.